Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Hey, folks, I am super excited about tonight's guest. He's got a brand new film that's coming out. It's in a limited select theaters right now, and this movie is awesome. I am so pleased I got to see this. I was just blown away. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mickey Reeves, director, writer, auteur of Climate of the Hunter.
Hello,
Mickey,
hello. How's
how
it
are
going?
You?
All right. Man, are you kidding me? I'm great. Everything's great.
Awesome. I'm very excited. I really, really enjoyed your movie, sir. This was just a treat to watch. I love it. Let me say, going into this, though, I'm not in the movie business. I'm that weird friend that people have that has the backyard theater, and you know, I'm a big cinephile. I love film, and especially independent film when it's done well. And your movie absolutely was. This is fantastic. How did it come about?
Well, it came about initially. I was shown a location, which is the location it's set in, those woods with all the cabins around. That was how it spawned. And then it was like, can you do something with this location? I was like, man, I sure can. And I picked some actors that I liked, that I liked their faces, and then I kind of wrote parts for them that took place in that location. So it's as if the movie moved backwards from a normal movie, where a script kind of spawns it. The location and the actors spawn the script, if that makes sense.
That's cool, man. That is cool. The tagline for the film, I don't want to give anything away because I want people definitely to see this film, but the tagline is, two sisters vie for the affection of a man who may or may not be a vampire. And when
yeah,
I saw that...
That pretty much sums it up.
I was intrigued. I was like, ooh. And... one of the things I really dug about this is it harkened back to some of the really cool films that I'm a little old, you know, I'm in my 50s, and I remember seeing like some of the horror films Hammer films, I mean, and whatnot. But this even was even more so with that, with the I think it was the filming aspect, the 4:3, which was brilliant, 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 brilliant. And it was such a cool, married so well with the way you guys shot it, and the characters, the location, the dialogue, everything. It was really cool, man. Just a cool film.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that Hammer films were a huge influence on it. It was really one film in particular called Daughters of Darkness. That was kind of it. And that, but I mean, you know, the script was written, the actors were chosen, the location was there. And then like Daughters of Darkness kind of, but then I saw Daughters of Darkness. So it was like Daughters of Darkness more informed the visual aspects of it.
Well, fantastic. Go finish your thought. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, sir.
Because, you know, script wise, it's more of a, you know, it's a, kind of your standard vampire structure, your standard Dracula structure. You know, there's a Van Helsing character in the B.J. Beavers, and then there's, of course, the damsel in distress, and then you got the charming vampire. I mean, so it's all pretty close to just kind of the vampire lore that we're all used to seeing. Just We just got more interested in talking about space and food and, you know, aging and loneliness and things.
Oh, it was so cool. The the meal shots before every meal. I loved that. It was it just added to this painting of a film. You know, it was in so many layers with the use of dialogue. You were a master of dialogue with this. You know what I mean? I was just whereas some people, you know, yeah, it's okay. We're gonna see 50 shots of a moon with some clouds going over it and blah blah. You know, I mean, we've seen it. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to throw shade at anybody. The way you did this, it was really cool.
Thank you.
You know,
The dialogue kind of really informed the story, and you know, you get the characters there, and you get them talking, and then, you know, the story. Like we almost kind of forgot what the story was. Like the audience will, you know, like for kind of labor the point. If you're watching it as a mainstream film, or as, you know, plot driven, it's more just kind of character driven and what they say, and that, you know, kind of it informs the themes.
No, absolutely.
And the mood and atmosphere and things.
Oh yeah, it's it's almost cinematic jazz. And I'm telling you, the people that are going to dig this movie are your cool vampire fans. You know what I mean? If you're just looking for somebody biting somebody in the neck or whatever, and I'm not throwing shade at that. That's fine if that's what you're into. You know what I mean? But this is a little more cerebral, and this is one of those films that you think about after you see it. It sticks in your mind and swirls around in there, and I think that's good.
Sure,
I think that's good.
That's always the idea, I guess. You know, any kind of writing for to please an audience is just not that interesting to me. It's more like, you know, let the audience come to us.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I dig about this film. It was, like I said, you know, it, and even the lighting and whatnot in it was kind of had a retro feel to it, which I dig. I dig so much about this, the poster art, fantastic, you know? And it really gives a nod to, It lets you know what you're getting into, you know, kind of, you know. I loved it. Now, you've been in the movie business for a while now, Mickey. When you were a kid, did you know that this is what you were going to be doing? Like, were you, like, the film kid?
No. I was certainly a fan of cinema, like growing up, but never really, you know, when you're living in a small town in Oklahoma, you never think of that as a career or as a career path, because there's no one,
right. I gotcha.
You know, there's nothing like in LA, it's different. It's an industry there. You know what I mean? Here, it was just like, yeah, good luck if you're going to try to make movies here in Oklahoma kind of deal. So it was never,
that's cool.
You know,
I have
a means of a career or anything. I was more of a fan that was, emulating what I could with a high 8 cam.
Nice. Are you in Western Oklahoma or Eastern Oklahoma?
I'd say I'm Oklahoma City, so I'm right in the central.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Fun town. I've only been through a couple of times. Always had a good time. That's cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Older adults and people of any age who have serious underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. If you are at higher risk, you should stay home as much as possible and avoid close contact with people who are sick to protect yourself. Call your doctor if you have concerns about COVID-19 and your medical condition, or if you get sick. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion. Fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, let me ask you this. This was filmed in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Town
How
called
are they?
Tahlequah. So that is eastern Oklahoma.
No doubt. I was going to say I have family in Oklahoma, relatives and whatnot. I was actually born in Tahlequah, believe it or not. And yeah, that's cool.
Oh, really?
Man.
Wow.
Small world. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, right at the Phoenix Hospital. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm sorry. I think I talked over you. What was your question, or you might have cut out? What was the question before that?
Oh, I was going to say, how is Oklahoma? Because I know some states, you know, and it always changes and stuff depending on who's calling the shots and whatnot. How is it for filming? Are there, you know, decent tax breaks and whatnot? Does it lend itself well for filmmaking and whatnot?
Oh, for sure. You know, we have a 35% rebate, you know, tax rebate here. So. Basically, you know, and that's really nice when you're kind of raising money independently, because you can be like, hey, you're going to get 35% back no matter what. And so it's not that big of a risk. I mean, it's still a risk, but, you know, it's not. You can also get, you know, maybe it'll sell for $5 too. And, you know, so you get 35% plus $5 back.
There you go. Why would – let me write you a check right now, Mickey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fill out that check.
Now, speaking of fundraising and whatnot, what did you, when approaching this, and I understand it's always different for various independent film and whatnot, did you do crowdfunding or whatnot, or just beat the bushes?
Yeah, just, you know, the Divide and Conquer folks and the Vision Chaos folks helped out with some of that, and then we also did some local funding too, and it was kind of a half and half kind of deal. With that, you know, finding some money outside of Oklahoma and finding some money inside of Oklahoma. So, I mean, that's kind of the name of the game.
That's cool that you were able to. Hey, man, you made a movie. It worked.
True, and you know, plenty of people turned it down. You know, plenty of people read that script and said, "Nah, we don't think we're going to be putting any money into this thing."
Wow, that's who's got the last laugh now? You know, I would
exactly.
send them tickets to where it's showing.
Yeah,
there you go.
I can't remember who it was. I can't remember the people we approached that were not into it. But yeah, I'd like to send them an invite now to go see it in theaters.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of theaters, I know this is on a limited theatrical run right now. Is that nationwide or they're local in the state of Oklahoma? Oh, it is nationwide.
I wish it was shown more places in Oklahoma. It's only shown in Tulsa right now. I think it's going to show in Oklahoma City later. But yeah, it's there's a list. It's LA, New York, Ohio, Philadelphia. I can't honestly. I don't have the list in front of me right now. I can't remember all of them, but. Yeah, and then we do a VOD release on January 12th, which is, you know, really how people are watching movies now, what with COVID and everything. So that's kind of the real push will be January 12th when it's actually available to watch at home.
Well, it's so cool, man. It is so cool. Let me ask you, speaking of COVID and the pandemic and whatnot, now you're in the movie business, and this is, you know, what you do for a living. Now, this was filmed pre-COVID, but I imagine, you know, you probably were doing editing and all kinds of, you know, that side of it during the pandemic, right?
No, it was – we shot it in
it was already done.
January of 2019.
Okay.
So it actually premiered – the first festival premiere was September of 2019. So – and then I think COVID hit in, like, March.
Right.
So climate was already done, but it did, you know, affect it like, but I think it affected it positively in that all of the film festivals were virtual. So I think it wasn't really competing with bigger movies like you would normally at those festivals in that, you know, Climate 100 is showing here at 7 p.m. on Sunday, you know, also with Parasite. Well, what are people going to see, you know? So, like, I think with it being virtual, it, like, helped out a lot because more people had a chance to see it because they didn't have to fight for a bigger movie.
I hear you. Well, I'm telling you, a lot of people are going to watch this. This, and I don't think I'm calling this horse race wrong on this. I think this is definitely going to become a cult classic. I see... just a really, I mean, if you're into Grindhouse and you're into, stylized films and whatnot, this is fantastic. And the actors and the actresses in this, just out of sight, man. And this story is really cool, too. Let me ask you this, Mickey. You're a cool guy. You are, obviously, you know, you're making cool films and stuff.
I mean, that's obvious.
Is this, do you think, I think,
go ahead.
Hey, man, if the world was settled down and I was throwing a party, I would definitely be inviting you. You know, you're one of those people that definitely get invited to the party.
All right, appreciate
now,
that.
Is this the first film that has lent itself into that world? You know, of cult classics where people just eat it up and what? Or have you walked this path before?
My. You know, most successful movie to date. It's also the kind of biggest budget I'd worked with. Many movies and, you know, they're all cult classics to someone maybe, but this is kind of the first one that people are seeing.
Well, that's very cool. That's very cool. Yeah, man. I got it. It was interesting. My wife, I don't know. She's, everybody has a lot of free time in their hands. So my wife likes looking over my shoulder a little bit on, just has renewed interest in what I'm doing and whatnot. And she saw the term auteur and she was like, what does that mean? And I'm like, that's somebody who is an artist, man. They are on every aspect of the film. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Do you, is that just how you operate?
Like, how do you mean? Just
well, like,
by way of just kind of having control over things? Well, it's, I have control over everything by default, just because if it's not me, who else is going to be kind of deal?
Right. See, I'm that way, man. I'm like, if I'm doing a project or an art show, I'm like, my name's on the door. I need to know, you know, what those finger sandwiches taste like.
You know, right, right. Well, I mean, like, that being said, though, this one, you know, there was an amazing crew on this too, you know, so wardrobe and makeup and production design and cinematography. I mean, that was just, you know, getting lucky and hiring the right people.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love the costuming in this. My wife did as well. And it was just, it was shot so interestingly. And like I said, man, I really liked that. I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to just the opening of the meal scenes and how everybody, you know, just it just fit so perfect. It was really well done, really well done. So this must have been fun to film.
Oh yeah, it was a blast. We were just all kind of in between 3 cabins. 2 cabins used in the film, and then 1 cabin that we kind of just, you know, was our home base. And we had a blast. It was just 2 weeks of us just kind of being held up in that cabin. It was cold, and you know, every day wasn't the best day. Some days weren't as pleasant as others, but we made it through, and we all had a really good time, and we all look back very fondly at that experience like it was just like a big long kind of camp. It was like camp.
Right. That's cool camp. Oh, I love it. And I think it being cold, maybe that, you know, you're making a vampire movie. It's supposed to be cold.
It's gotta be
you
cold,
know what
right?
I mean?
You gotta be able to see the breath for sure.
Exactly. It blends. It just is so perfect. Well, that's cool. Now, let me ask. I know you Hollywood types. No, I'm teasing. But sometimes when discussing projects, future projects, not all the T's are crossed and I's dotted. I just want to see more of your work is what I'm getting down to saying. Any project, I know we're pushing Climb to the Hunter and it drops, like you said, on VOD in January. But are the gears turning for the next project?
Yeah, well, currently I'm in the middle of I'm writing the Marshall Applewhite biopic. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah.
The Heaven's Gate founder. So I'm working on that currently. I've got some other projects in the works, but that's what I'm writing right now at the moment.
That's cool, man. You know, when I got out of college, I went to school in Boston, and then I wanted to move somewhere completely different, and I moved to San Diego. And I moved out there the month right after all that went down in La Jolla. And, oh, baby. And the weird thing, I lived in this little, I didn't know any better. It was cheap rent. I lived in this little town called El Cajon. And they had this weird religion called the Unarians. And they worshiped UFOs and stuff, like two doors down from my apartment building. And so everybody was down there hanging out. Because of the Heaven's Gate stuff, and even though it was happening in a totally different town, but yeah, it was. That's a whole. That's going to be a fun barrel of monkeys to get into. Oh man.
Yeah, the fun part about it is kind of depicting what Marshall and Bonnie were talking about those nights when they were kind of figuring out that they were put on this earth for. And, you know, in the formation of Heaven's Gate, you know, just there's those conversations about spirituality and things.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see where you go with it. Like I said, if you are so good with dialogue and whatnot, it's just amazing. I can't wait till it's finished and I have you back on the show, Mickey.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, hey, I know that, you know, we talked before starting the show that you've got a few more of these interviews to do. So I'm going to let you run and get ready for those and whatnot. Thank you so much for taking time, though, to be on our show. And I really appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks for chatting with me. Thanks for letting me talk about Marshall Applewhite, too.
Anytime, man. That's awesome. Have a good one. And hey, have a good holiday and whatnot as well.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate it.
And there you go, folks. Absolutely. There you go, folks. How cool is that? Mr. Mickey Reese, director, writer, auteur of Climate of the Hunter. Like I said, I really, really liked this movie. This is definitely, I don't want to say it's artsy, but it is. But cool artsy, you know what I mean? So if you're just looking for a vampire film, you know, of somebody walking around biting somebody in the neck, this may not be what you're thinking about, man. But if you're, you know, looking for a cool, stylized vampire movie, you're going to dig this. I certainly did. I will find where the movie is playing in which theaters and whatnot, and I'll post that out on my social media directly following the show here. So it might be in your town. You might be, to be able to see it. If not, you can, like I said, it drops in January for on video on demand for everyone, and it is definitely worth watching. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Okay, well, that's going to do it for us, wrap it up for us tonight. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and on all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 260 of them or something like that. All the big ones, of course, you know, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all that, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. We're on them all. And like I said, like 260 others we have all the links to them, too. I believe so, listed on our website. We're supposed to. I know we got a lot of them on there. Anyway, and we have all of our past shows and archives. This is episode, it's crazy, man. This is episode 1061. And it just seems, I was just thinking about this earlier today. I remember when we had episode 1000, and you know, I really wanted to throw like a party here at the house and do one of them live streams and stuff, you know, have some people over, maybe a band or something play. We've got a, believe me, man, our pad, our backyard is ginormous, and it's set up like a nightclub. You know, we're all set for something like that. But you know, with the pandemic, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. And I said, well, not a big deal. And wishful thinking, I'm like, maybe at episode 1050 we'll do it. And you know, that came and went. Now we're at episode 1061. So who knows? Hopefully things change, you know, and realistically maybe 1200 or something like that we can throw our party or whatnot. But it's moving right along because, man, we're doing it's we're knocking them out. But yeah, they're all of our shows, all over the 1,000 episodes are archived on my website, jamierocks.us. And I think on the big, you know, iHeartRadio and stuff, they only put up the past 300 shows. So, you know, I know that's disappointing. You're like, oh man, there's only 300 episodes of Jamie talking to cool people. Whatever am I going to do? Well, when you listen to those 300, just go over to my website and you can listen to the other 700. How about, no, don't, man, get a hobby, buy a dog, do anything, paint a painting, bake some bread, do something. Don't listen to 700 of my shows. Man, that's too many. That's too much, ladies and gentlemen. No, we appreciate all of our listeners and very, very cool. And all of our advertisers. Hey, it's first of the year. We're going to be starting some new stuff with the show, including a Patreon and some Patreon-only shows and whatnot. And I don't think those shows, we're going to keep doing the entertainment shows where we, you know, have people from bands, musicians, and filmmakers and whatnot. You know, the show we've always done, but we're going to be adding some other shows. I want to do a month, and there'll be monthly shows. I'm doing one on futurism. It's, you know, we're going to be talking about various technology and whatnot that's happening on, you know, in the planet, right out of the headlines and whatnot. Just cool, weird stuff, you know, that's fun. Also, we're going to be doing a show about art. And no, I'm not going to teach you how to paint or anything, but we're going to discuss the business of being an independent artist, you know, being a working artist. Everybody always asks me, they're like, you know, I want to be doing what you're doing, you know, sit around and paint all day. And I'm like, yeah, me too. me too, baby. But there's a lot of other aspects in that business. You know, and I've been doing this a long time, a long, long time, you know, a couple decades. And I may have picked up a thing or two, you know, during that time. And I think this would be a cool medium to be able to share that, some of that information, you know, and have some cool guests. You know, people are like, oh, should I put my stuff in a gallery? How do you do that? What is an art agent? You know, just like movie folks, there's agents out there that rep artists, painters, believe it or not. And, you know, are they worth the money? It depends. It depends. And we'll get into that during that show. Things like that, you know, is your town's first Friday worth doing? You know, and how do I get more people? How do I make more sales? You know, how do I license myself? You know, stuff like that. So it's going to be a cool show. The gears are turning, as you can tell. But yeah, that's all this is starting. We were supposed to. I know I mentioned on the show we're going to start this in December the 1st. I forgot the holiday season gets real, real busy for me. And I just didn't have time to do all of this. And it eases up a little bit for me after the first of the year. Not much, but because we're going into, you know, all the Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all that. It's you know, you got to stay on top of this stuff. But I'll have more time to do this. It isn't like Christmas and the like, where I just get swamped every year. And I'm not complaining. Okay, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. So I'm going to get to work on this. I'm going to have this converted, and we will see you tomorrow. No, tomorrow's Tuesday. We will see you on Wednesday. Oh, yeah, man, we've got Derek Ting on Wednesday. He's got a new agent movie co-starring Michael Dorn. You know, might remember him from Star Trek, and you know, played Worf, Commander Worf, and he's been in a few other things too that's equally as cool, like this movie Agent that we're going to be talking about, and Agent 2, I believe it's called. Anyway, I will talk to you guys then. Have a good one. We'll see you soon. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.